We probably all have misheard things and happily sing along to songs whilst using completely the wrong words. One from some time ago is often misquoted as, "We built this city on sausage rolls," instead of, "We built this city on rock and roll," or from Queen's magnum opus, Bohemian Rhapsody, "Saving his life from this warm sausage tea," which of course I'm sure you all know the correct lyric is, "Spare him his life from this monstrosity." In fact, there's the archetypal wartime one of "Send three and fourpence, we're going to a dance," instead of "Send reinforcements, we're going to advance." We're certainly not immune from it in the church. There's many a young child convinced that God is called Harold. And if you're not certain of that one, think of the Lord's Prayer. I'm sure you'll work it out. And I don't know if it's just me, I suspect it's not, but there seems to be a lot of mumbling or poor diction on TV. So I can't make out what's being said with any certainty, even if I turn the volume up. In fact, it doesn't seem to get much better when we write things down. There are often mistakes on documents every organisation produces. But here are some real church notices. Helpers are needed. Please sign up on the information sheet. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar. And apologies there. Sorry if there is a Mrs. Lewis listening to this. But for today, there's a clear and unambiguous message. He is not here. He is risen. There's nothing to be misheard, misinterpreted, or misunderstood. Jesus is risen. And that resurrection hope is the thing to believe in and to trust in at this most difficult of times. It's the turning point in the whole of history, and it means eternal life for you and for me. It's better than all the chocolate you may have consumed or will consume this day. And more importantly, it lasts forever. It's the hope in an unchanging God that can be relied upon when all other foundations seem shaky. And to be honest, it's one of great joy. So allow yourself a big smile. No one other than God will see you, so don't be embarrassed. It'll draw you closer to God on this Easter day. And smiling's just good for each of us. Now, in all reality, no one believes a message if it is garbled, and if it comes from an unreliable source. In the Easter story, we're told that what the women say seem like nonsense, or probably more accurately translated, idle talk. Now, I'm sorry about that, ladies. I think men can equally talk nonsense. Just get me talking about cycling or the Welsh rugby team. I'll soon prove it to you. You see, we're in first century Palestine. So the fact that women were saying it, being of no social status, their testimonies not accepted in court, the disciples are incredulous. But you know what? That makes the truth of the resurrection all the more believable. It's simply inconceivable that the fledgling Christian church would repeat this story if it were not true. It would just be plain balmy. If it wasn't true, it really would be the equivalent of us saying that everything that you read on the internet is absolutely true. In which case, just so you know, the last time that the world was predicted to end was the 9th of June 2019, which was Pentecost Sunday. So I hope you remember it well. I mean, let's face it, even Jesus said he didn't know the time for any of that. But no wonder it's hard for the disciples to believe what they'd heard. You see, it's been a strange day for the women. They've been at the tomb, the stone's rolled away, there's no body, and Mary Magdalene has gone back to the disciples and said, "I have seen the Lord." The disciples, who were scared to death of the Jews, would be thinking, "Are you mad?" because the message seems to make no sense at all. Now we have to remember we've heard this message time and time again, yet at times we can't take it in. It seems fanciful, and perhaps at times a challenge to accept. But you have to remember, the disciples need it reinforcing many times before they understand. So if current circumstances mean that the resurrection to a new way of life seems far off, take comfort that God is already awaiting for us there. And when we look back, we'll see that the journey of faith is all about dying to an old way, but then a new way being resurrected in all its splendour. The great gift of Easter is hope, Christian hope, which makes us have that confidence in God, in God's ultimate triumph, and in God's goodness and love, which nothing can shake. And it's hope for the whole world, not just to those listening to this reflection. So we all need to make the message clear. We need to remember that the message is radical, transformative, joyful, and the hope of the world. It's not about just being nice. Many people are going way beyond that at the moment as we're rediscovering the truth that everyone is our sister and our brother. It's about following Jesus so we can be born again by the Spirit and become one with God. And that's good. By the way, it's a good time to smile again now with Easter joy. Remember what you've just heard and remember that nobody will see you. The joyful news that He is risen can change the contemporary world. Remember these three things. Remember that grace and truth cannot finally be crucified. Remember that all the high things that make humanity beautiful cannot be forever laid in the dust. And most of all, remember that He who rose from the dead rose to pour out His Holy Spirit into human lives. And by that Spirit, to make available to any individual all the fullness of Himself, 24 hours a day. Now that's a clear, unambiguous message. And it's something we're seeing born again in many parts of this land, whether people recognise it as coming from Jesus or not. So let us pray that we're all clear with the message. Not like these notices. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They can be seen in the church basement on Saturday. Tonight's sermon, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. So let us all celebrate this most unusual Easter. Let every one of us, man and woman, count ourselves immortal. Let us catch the revelation of Jesus in His resurrection. Let us say not merely, Christ is risen, but I shall rise. May you be richly blessed with love this day. May the risen Christ touch you with His presence. And may you have a joyful Easter. Happy Easter to all of you and to those that you love. Amen.